Kansas is under pressure to close achievement gaps in K-12 education. To do that, districts may need more school psychologists. They're the ones who identify the kids who need help. Stephen Bisaha of the Kansas News Service explains.
School psychologist Julie Watkins is sitting in the back of a second grade classroom at Lincoln Elementary School in the small town of Augusta. Watkins is paying special attention to one little girl, while teacher Erica Roberts gives her students instructions for working on some math problems on their own.
So you have your hundreds chart, your base 10 blocks, or your brains, all right? Are you going to get done in 2 minutes?
No, that would be impossible.
Watkins uses an app on her phone to note when the student she's tracking gets distracted from the tough assignment. At one point, the student seems to wander from her work, but she's just grabbing a tissue.
She blew her nose. I mean, you know, can't help that.
But after class, Watkins says the girl does appear a bit restless.
She's tipping on that stool, and that always worries me, those stools with those four legs, you know. She's tipping on that quite a bit, and she's sitting on her foot.
That could be a sign the student has a problem with focus, maybe ADHD. But as Watkins says, and hears from teachers, kids have their good days and their bad days.
At the end of the observation, I'll say, well, you know, was that a typical day? And they'll say, no, he's having a great day. You know, you got to come back later. And I'll be like, okay, well, I'll see if I can come back on Thursday.
In Kansas, school psychologists get 60 days from the time a parent gives approval for an evaluation to when they have to deliver their complete report. But during that time, they're evaluating other students, too, and filing paperwork. School psychologists are spread thin, especially in rural Kansas.
I put about 35,000 miles on my car over this last year and a half.
Matt Workman has a lot of ground to cover driving from school to school for the Reno County Education Cooperative. The co-op lost 3 of its 6 psychologists last year to retirement and other jobs. That's meant more car lunches for Workman and more risk of crumbs on his blue sweater, the one with the word school psychologist stitched on the chest in yellow.
I always check myself before I walk in that nothing's on the sweater.
Workman circles back around from time to time to see how the students he's evaluated are doing. The extra help they get could range from just a quiet room for testing to one-on-one tutoring to much more extensive supports like an IEP or individualized education program. In between school visits, he spends a lot of time going over test scores, looking to see if the students need more help, or ideally, less, possibly even no longer needing an IEP.
I think we have to have a graduation every time we take a child off an IEP, but that is our goal. We want our kids to be independent, successful learners.
Getting more students to the point where they're independent later would mean getting more kids help earlier, like in kindergarten or even pre-K. To do that, the National Association of School Psychologists recommends a ratio somewhere between 500 and 700 students per school psychologist. The ratio in Kansas is more than 1,200 to 1 in K-12. Governor Jeff Collier says he wants Kansas school districts to improve that by hiring more psychologists. In his State of the State speech back in January, then-Governor Sam Brownback said districts should use some of the millions in additional funding the Kansas Supreme Court is pushing lawmakers to provide.
We should increase the number of school counselors and school psychologists in Kansas schools by 150 positions each year.
My first reaction is, yes, that's awesome. And then second, where are we going to find them?
Lena Kistner is the head of the Reno County Education Cooperative. She says school psychologists are retiring faster than universities can train them. Kistner visited universities across Kansas and even Nebraska to see if they had any soon-to-be graduates that she could count on.
Most of the times the response was all of our students already have jobs lined up. Our students had jobs lined up a year ahead of time.
Universities in Kansas are trying to expand their school psychology programs, but they're struggling to find the professors needed to do that. In the meantime, the school psychologist Kansas still has will be spending more time than they want to on the road, with less time determining student needs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration between KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio, covering education, health, and politics across the state.